Any endeavor to investigate the history of espionage involves simultaneously two primary objectives. First, we must endeavor to uncover the hidden, the world of the shadows. This means trying to determine what covert operations and their supporting agencies were doing. It means making an effort to ascertain their objectives and determining their success or failure. Now, I don't have to tell you that the reason we know of espionage as the second oldest profession is precisely because as soon as humans organized themselves into communities, there was also spying. So that it is not enough for us merely to uncover the evidence or coattails of espionage networks. We must also determine its significance. What impact, if any, does the world of the shadows have on Big H history? Does our discovery of covert operations in any way alter our fundamental understanding of larger historical events and processes? Obviously, espionage agencies want us to believe they do. But as historian John Lewis Gaddis wrote back in 1989 in his groundbreaking article on intelligence, espionage, and Cold War origins, it is not enough for historians or pundits to show whether there was or was not espionage activity. The key challenge is to tie the clandestine world of spies, sabotage, and espionage to large H history to determine whether any new information to emerge from that covert world in any way revises or alters our perspectives on major issues. Gaddis wrote, "As great stacks of books that have been written about the history of espionage amply demonstrate, it is easy to get so caught up in the fascination of esoteric minutiae that one loses sight of what, if anything, it all meant. What difference did it make that the Russians spied on their Anglo-American allies throughout the war, that they knew much of what went on within the British and American governments during the early post-war years, and that London and Washington failed to discover this until 1951? Is the world today, was the world then, discernibly different as a result?"